We say this week's parasha, Paro tells to Moshe and Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them what's going to happen. Tunu lachem on my face. Show me something special. Show me something. On my face is something magical. Why does he say tunu lachem my face? It should say tunu li my face. Show me something special. Says the Noyam Elimelech or Elimelech Milezhensk. He says, because when you do something that's really magical, something that's like really supernatural, so then even for the people doing it, it's a my face. But if you're just doing some okey pokey, so then for you, it's nothing special. Tunu lachem my face. Do something that even for you is going to be a my face. Make real magic. And that's what Moshe and Aaron did. As opposed to the Chartumim, it was more what we would call perhaps optical illusion. So what I'd like to speak about today, I'm quoting from the Sefer Minchas Asher, is the sugya of magic. And it's not a simple sugya. There's three basic types of magic. There's one thing called Maisek Shafim, which is an act of magic. There's something called Achizas Einayim. Achizas Einayim would be called optical illusion. And there's a third thing called Oisek B'Sefer Yitzira. Oisek B'Sefer Yitzira is doing something using koichas of Kedusha in order to affect something supernatural. Those are the three different topics, which we'll see how many of them we could touch. And the discussion is, and there's a very serious shailah halacha, can a person be a Jewish magician? Now, you might tell me, yeah, but this is not real magic. It's just a optical illusion. Yeah, that might be a problem. So let's go. It says in Sanhedrin, Amar Abaye, Hilchos Kshafim Kehilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Kshafim Hilchos Shabbos have a common denominator. What is it? There are some that are really bad. There are some that are just bad. And there are some that are good. What's really bad? Maisek Kshafim. Chayiv Misa. There's some that are just bad. He calls it Achizas Einayim. Achizas Einayim is optical illusion. And then there are some that are good, what or okay, what is that? He says, for example, Kidrab Chanina Rab Oishia, every Erev Shabbos, they were Oisik in Hilchus Yitzira, they used the Sefer Yitzira, and they made for themselves a Egla Tilsa the Achlila. They made for themselves a delicious, succulent lamb, and they ate it. There's such a thing, there's doctors that try nowadays to make lambs. We got lots and lots of shilas that can come up about this lamb. We're going to have other shilas. Sefer Yetzirah is to create life. They had the ability of creating life. They created a lamb, and then, do they shecht it? Do they have to shecht it? Can they eat it with, what? Maybe, yeah, maybe make it. All these different shilas, but they did it. So what is that? That's called, so it would appear these are our three different levels. So there's one level, which is, well, I'm going to call it black magic. There's another level, which we're just going to call optical illusion. And then there's a third level, which is called Sefer Yetzirah, which is okay. Let's start with the good. We'll get to the bad, and then we'll get to the ugly. The good is a person is allowed to use Sefer Yetzirah. We saw it over there. That's one story. There's another story. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Rabbah created a man. What do we call that man? A goylem. Rabba bara gavra, and he sent him to Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira tried to engage him in conversation. What did the goylem say?
Nothing.
Nothing. So he chopped. Rab Zeira said, oh, you're from that chevra. Atam in chavre. Hodor la afrecha. And he said, go back to your dirt, to your dust. What does that mean? That means he realized that this person was created. So you see,
everyone's created from dust either way.
Who created from other things more than that? He just has that. Rabba created a goylem. It's a Gemara. I'm going to show you lots of sources. Rabba created a goylem. Rashi says, how do they create these things? He says they used mitzarfin oisiois Hashem shebehem nivra oylem. They knew the exact letters. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the words, the juxtapositions of different shemos, you put it together, and then they're able to create themselves. Rashi bavarns ve'en kan mishum machshefois. This is not a problem of kishuf. Demaisa Kodesh Baruch Hu Hem. These are not using dark forces. These are using positive forces. Whose forces are creating this lamb or this goylam? Spiritual forces of Hashem. The Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu Im Ayidei Shem Kedusha Shalai. Therefore, it's okay. And the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh goes on to say a fascinating thing. He says, with this, he's going to explain what's the whole story with Yosef and the brothers. Yosef was choshedem of Avram and Achai, of Arayos, of not being nice to the Shvachos. What's going on over here? Says the Goyim, says the Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you very simply. They had Sefer Yetzirah. So now, they were able to create, just like we saw in the Gemara, that those Amoraim created succulent land for Shabbos. The Shvatim also created succulent land for Shabbos. But if it's not born, do you have to shecht it? No. So the Shvatim were eating this animal. Yosef saw it. What did he think it was? Regular animal. Are you allowed to eat an animal without shechting it? That's Eber Menachai. He said, they're doing that. It's not okay. Hold on a second. Hold on. And then they created people, women. And he looked and he thought, this is Arayos. What are they doing? So he was choshed them for Abram and Achai and for Arayos and for not being Makar of the Shvatim. What does that mean? Listen, you can't give this name to everyone. AY has already been start asking me, like, can you get the name? We're not giving the Sefer Yetzirah to everyone. So you got to keep it away from, like, people that are not ready for it. The Shvatim said, listen, the Shvachos, you guys are not ready for it, okay? You're not in the same league as we are. So stay away. So that was the distance. Says the Shlomo, that was everything that was going on. They were using Sefer Yetzirah. Yosef didn't know about it. Yosef was like, why are you not being nice to the Shvatim? Why are you eating Avraham Achai? Why are you involved with these women? All those things. And the answer was, all this was Sefer Yetzirah raid. That was the difference between them. So it comes out an interesting thing, Rabbi Say. I have a question for you. I think it's a great question. What happened when there was a famine? What did Yaakov tell the Shvatim to do? Go down to Mitzrayim. Why did they go down to Mitzrayim? What should they have done? They should have just made Sefer Yetzirah and made food. And not only that, if the Shulchan Aruch Kodesh is saying that they used Sefer Yetzirah to make food.
What? The wonder why they went down.
They went down because there was a Kiyesh Shever in Mitzrayim. They saw that there was food. So one shot is that maybe if people knew that they were able to create food, then they would have been like attacked by the other nations. Could be. I was thinking like Moshe Rabinowitz, you can't use Sefer Yetzirah just stam if you're in the mood. You know, I'm hungry. Let's use Sefer Yetzirah to make ourselves a lamb. They only used it, we saw in the Gemara, when would the Amoraim use it? Erev Shabbos. So for Erev Shabbos food, you can use it. But for weekday food, maybe you can't use it. What? They're not going to be starved. They can go, they can go get food from Mitzrayim. They'll go to Mitzrayim and get food.
So Erev Shabbos, they go somewhere else and buy a lamb.
No, when it's for Achilas Mitzvah, I don't have to do that. I'm using it for a mitzvah. I can use Sefer Yetzirah for a mitzvah. But you use Sefer Yetzirah just to eat. I use it for Achilas Shel Mitzvah. I'm going to die. Go to Mitzrayim and get food. You're not going to die. Good. I don't know. Akitzer, another pshat they said is as follows. What do you need in order to be able to create these people? Or these animals? What do you have to be able to, what do you have to access? Sefer Yetzirah, which is basically what? Shameless of Hashem. Now, when Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, the Shechino was nistalik. It could be they couldn't use the Sefer Yetzirah anymore. It wasn't working. It wasn't working. Yaakov lost his Ruach HaKodesh. They lost everything. Their superpowers were gone. Therefore, they have to go down to Mitzrayim. Maybe, don't know. But either way, what we're having over here is a discussion about creating with Sefer Yetzirah. And this has been even discussed in more recent years, not just in the times of the Gemara. There's a famous story about the Maharal. It is somewhat controversial Did the Maral make a goylom? Did he not make a goylom? We discussed it on a different Wednesday night. There's three opinions of what I've heard. One is that if you don't believe he made a goylom, you're not bikayrus. The other one is if you do believe he made a goylom, then you're a fool. And the third one is that we have rayas that he didn't make a goylom. I'm going to tell you a fourth opinion, which I think is very important. Very important. Did the Maral make a goylom or not? I have an answer for you now, based on tonight's research. But I will tell you that there's edus from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is made on his grandfather that he made a goylom, the Shelitz Yavitz. Also one of the Achroinim, not Rishonim, Achroinim. We're not talking about that many years ago. He made a goylom. He's made that he made a goylom. And he says that his grandfather, Bara, I'm reading you the words. There was a goylom, Shebara Ziknor, Belio, Godal Ma'oid. And the goylom got big and big. Vesikin Asabrias, he became dangerous. He decided it's time to take him down. How do you take down a goylom? He's got the Shem Hashem on his forehead, so he's got to now erase the Shem Hashem for his forehead. And he did it. But the Gemara says that he had to fight with the goylom. Not the Gemara, this. He had to fight with the goylom. And the goylom scratched him on his face. And for the rest of his face, he was scarred because he had a scratch from the goylom. But he managed to take down the goylom. And then the goylom went back to Afar. Story of Edus from the Chacham Tzvi. The Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim. How long ago did the Chafetz Chaim live? 100 years ago. Chafetz Chaim writes, a suffix. If a goylom can be mitzarev to a minion, if you have a goylom, can you use him for a minion? The Chafetz Chaim cleared the Shaila 100 years ago. Do you say, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, V'niktashni b'soich b'nei Yisrael, maybe he's not called Kara b'nei Yisrael, he's a goylom. Or maybe because he was made by a yid made him, maybe that's called that, he's part of the family. There's another shaila. When does a goylom have to wait 13 years until he's chayim mitzvahs? Because he has to be bar mitzvah.
We have him a bris also.
Why is the Chafetz Chaim clearing the Shaila? What is the Chafetz Chaim doing clearing the Shaila? If a goylom came its tariff, was the Chafetz Chaim making goylums? I don't know. But listen to this amazing thing. The question was asked from the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law. His son, Rabbi Yaleib, not his son-in-law, his son. Why did the Chafetz Chaim write about this? It's so not Mishnah Berurah-like. Mishnah Berurah is so cut and dry halachas. He's asking a shaila, if a goylom came in starve to a minion? So he said, I'll tell you what. My father wanted everyone to... He said, I asked the question to my father. Shehikshe zois la'aviv. I asked the Chafetz Chaim this question. Why did he write this halacha? And he answered, kedei lechazek tmimes ha'emuna b'libois b'nei Yisrael. I want to be mechazek de emuna and klal Yisrael. Sheyedu ki hoysa kazois. This happened. There's been such things as goylums. Ve'af b'doris ha'acharoinim, even in more recent years. Ve'ador maflin. That's what Chafetz Chaim said. I want klal Yisrael to know that I'm talking about a goylum. Don't think that goylums are just like a craziness. There have been goylums. Even recently there have been goylums. So now I have a new approach to whether or not there was a goylum. I don't know if there was or wasn't, but a person that says that there wasn't is doing a misjustice. Don't say there wasn't a goylum. Because what you're doing is saying goylums. It's like made up stories. There were goylums. There were. Recently, in recent years, says the Chofetz Chaim, people have to know that. So I'm writing halachas of goylums so people should realize. So we have all these different interesting halachas that come up with goylums. The Birkei Yosef wants to answer the Shaila of Chofetz Chaim. What's the Chofetz Chaim Shaila? Can a goylom be mitzarev to a minion? Says the Birkei Yosef, I'll prove you that he can't. How? Because the Gemara says there was a story. Rebbe Lazar, he came into the shul, and there was only nine people in shul. Nine people and his Eved. Can an Eved be mitzarev to a minion? No. So what did he do? He freed his Eved. Frek the Birkei Yosef. Why does he have to free his Eved? What should he just do? Make a goylom. You're not allowed to free an Eved. bring an evidence. It's usher. Yeah, but I got a mitzvah. I need a minion. Say nachanami. So the mitzvah is going to be doicha the loisa say. I say doicha, but only if I know the way to do it. Why did he just create a goylum? It's that simple, my friends. Just create a goylum.
Be stuck with the master.
What?
Be stuck with the master.
No, wipe his forehead clean. No, that's not about. That's Tamakasha about Tashlis.
But why would we create him for 1 minion?
Yeah, one minion. He was in the minion challenge. What do you mean? No, I see him. So, no, I don't. What? Vice the choice. Everyone knows how to make a goylum. Everyone knows how to make a goylum.
It's like driving a car.
Rebbe Eliezer doesn't know how to make a goylum. So Rabbi Isai, we're going to try to slug up the raya. His raya is that a goylum is not in its tariff to a minion. Elamai, you know why he didn't make a goylum? Because a goylum wouldn't have helped. Because a goylum can't be part of the minion. And that's going to be the answer to the Chavetz Chaim Shiloh.
Maybe you want to show it, but
maybe you just can't waste them for no reason.
You're not for no reason.
Just
for the minion. Just for the minion. You're not a minion challenge. I see you're not a minion challenge.
Maybe it was a public issue.
He was freeing his slave. You're not allowed to free a slave. He's doing a lav di raisa. Or bitzla say loyelum ve'em tavoydu. You're not allowed to free a slave. So he freed a slave, even though he's crossing a line. Why? Because I got no choice. I need a minion.
We can answer.
Elamai, why didn't have a choice? He could have just made a goylum. Must be. Goylum isn't mitzdarf to the minion. He doesn't have to mean. He doesn't have to answer. He doesn't. Even if he's sleeping, it could be mitzdarf to me.
You can't make a goylum in public.
He just has to go. I'll go get someone. I sent it. Here he came. I don't know. That's what he says. So I want to bring another reason why not. Rabbi Isai, I'm going to tell you why not. Why does he need to have a minion? What does he need a minion for? Is a minion a chiyuv di raisa?
No.
Is a minion a chiyuv di rabbanon?
No.
It depends. He might need kriyas haTorah. Maybe it was Monday or Thursday or Shabbos. He needs to have Kriyas HaTorah. Is there a chiv for Kriyas HaTorah? What?
Can't create something on Shabbos.
Is there a chiv? Is there a chiv on Shabbos? Is there a chiv of Kriyas HaTorah? Yeah. So maybe, but Paul, there's only chiv derabbanan. He's being over by being meshachar and eved. You're over diaraisa. Maybe when is there a chiv diaraisa to lane? Chiv d'oraisa to lane? Only on Tasha Zohar. Zohar. Shabbos. Shabbos Zohar. If it's Shabbos, maybe you can't use the shame. Why not? You can't create on Shabbos. So maybe that's why he couldn't do it. Because a person can't create. Can you create a goylem on Shabbos?
No.
You're not to create a goylem on Shabbos?
He
didn't know before Shabbat. He got to shul. There's only nine people. He was in Shachar.
There was a snowstorm.
There was people. It was a bad week. What? Creating is a lav. This is a bit lase. So maybe that way. Okay. Rabbi say, why would it be mutter to make a goylem on Shabbos? Let's think about that. Maybe no. Maybe it's mutter to make a goylem on Shabbos. Why? What? No. Why is it mutter? I want to say you're allowed to make a goylem on Shabbos. Without mitzvah, just why is mutter to make a goylem on Shabbos?
It's not really making it.
Who's, what do you mean?
He's saying the names of
Hashem.
Who's making it?
It's like
Hashem. Hashem's making it. Can he make it? What happens if the Shechin is nostalgic with the Shvatim able to make the lamb without Hashem? Hashem? No, it's with Hashem doing it. So let me ask you a question. Is a person allowed to kill with the Shem Hashem? Let's get back to last week. Maybe you're allowed to kill with the Shem Hashem, because who's really killing? We said, right. He wasn't Chayiv, he's only Chayiv Mitzvah Shamayim. So how did Moshe do it? The answer was, Moshe's not doing it. Moshe's just, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos also. Hashem, all of them are saying the Shem Hashem, Hashem's doing it. So I'm not making the Golem, Hashem's making the Golem.
Mud together, Rabbi?
What?
baking the gun without the same word. It's the mitzvah of water, right?
I can't exactly tell you how we do that.
Rabbi, not every person can kill the mitzvah. Give me sugar, spice. For regular person, it's right.
Rabbi, in order to do anything,
if a regular person tried killing the mitzvah, it wouldn't work.
So you could just take out a gun and shoot someone if Hashem...
No, because you're doing a miso.
That's not me, it's Hashem doing it.
No. Over here, it's Mamish Hashem doing it. No. I'm just saying the same Hashem. There's nothing physical about it. It's all spiritual.
Speaking is a
Maisa,
too.
But I'm not... I'm not saying something like that. I'm not... The words are not killing you. It's the Kedusha that's doing it.
Maka says you can get punished for something, for not doing an action.
That's true.
Just by saying, by like Matzi Shemra or something. Do something wrong just by saying you get it.
But over here, it's the...
saying something bad, which is caused...
I'm not saying something bad. I'm just saying the shame Hashem, and Hashem's killing him. If Hashem desires, Hashem doesn't...
But you're making...
It's not... It's a Maisa if I did something with my Amira. Over here, it's Hashem who did it. I didn't do it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we gotta keep going.
It's not Shabbos thing.
What?
Maybe like, it's not Shabbos.
What did you say? Well, the Shemayim will die eventually, not now. I'm bringing Hashem to kill him now. But Hashem's killing him.
Not every person can do that, though.
Rabbi Isai, the Chassam Sofer wants to bring a raya that it's not a problem doing malacha on Shabbos with a shame. What's his raya? The following thing. He brings, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. How did Moshe Rabbeinu write 13 Sifrei Torah on the day that he died? Now, what day did Moshe Rabbeinu die? On Shabbos. Zayin Adar was Shabbos. We spoke a little bit last week about Moshe Shabbos. Ritzevach Litzenu Shabbos. Moshe died on Shabbos. He was born on Shabbos, died on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. How did he write 13 Sifrei Torah on Shabbos? Because the answer is, say for you to
use Shemos.
The question
is, why the Kohen created the cow on Shabbos then? Why they have to create the bowl before Shabbos? According to what we're saying right now, that you can create something on Shabbos,
right.
Why did the Rabbanan create something before for writing Shabbos?
Who said that created before?
Well, for Shabbos, isn't it?
By Yosef, they said the brothers created it before Shabbos.
No, it says not by the brothers, the other one. It says he created it on Shabbos.
Yeah, whatever, right. So why did he create it before Shabbos?
Good, good, good.
You can't do it.
Why?
Why do it on Shabbos? You're allowed to.
That's cook it.
Cook it. Get it ready, cook.
It doesn't work that way.
Why did the brothers cook it?
Oh, you can't like have a whole salad.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Akitzer, how did Moshe Rabbeinu do that? It must be, says the Chassam Sofer, use Shemos. You could use Shemos to write on Shabbos. What? I can't hear you, what?
He writes that one right there.
Yeah. And Achanami. Okay, Rabbi Isai. There's a bunch of other shilas over here, which I don't really want to talk about because we don't have time. But it's shilas about who owns the goylem. If you make the goylem, does he belong to you? Is he your slave? Is he chayiv in mitzvahs at 13? Yeah, how does that work exactly? Okay, I want to get now back to the other shilas. There are other shilas over here of shilas of kishuf. We spoke about shemos. Shemos are all okay. That's all good. Why are Shemos okay? Says the Chassam Sofer. I'll tell you why. Because white magic, we call it white magic, what it does is it really strengthens Shemayim. It strengthens the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's being Marbe Kedusha. Says the Chassam Sofer. However, when it comes to Kishuf, he says, it really weakens. What it does is you are affecting all the different koichas of teva, and by doing your kishuf, you're playing with the entire system, and therefore you're ki'ilu weakening the koyach of a kodesh baruch Hu. That's what he says. Says the Chassam Sofer. It sounds like Chassam Sofer is saying magic is magic. There is such a thing as magic. Sounds like the Chassam Sofer saying that. This is debatable. The Rambam writes, any person that believes that magic really exists is a fool. The Rambam writes he's like a woman. Okay? That they believe, you could tell them whatever you want, they believe you. Right? If a person believes that, Eino elo min ha-sachalim, he's a fool, u-mechasrei hadas, u-bechlal ha-noshim, v'aktanim, shein daitam shlema. It's like a woman or a child. You believe these things, that's ridiculous. The Rambam believes, the Rambam's opinion is, there's no such thing as black magic. The whole thing is a fake. The whole thing is a fake. The old bunch of baloney.
What?
It's
the
same
magic
that
we're referring to.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah,
which
one?
Which
one?
Magic in the pasuk with the snakes and everything that Hashem showed them what to do.
Black magic is fake. White magic is real. So you could create Sefer Yetzirah. You could create Nachash. The Mitzrim was all just. All it was illusion.
They made it that you couldn't leave the dress.
They said that people. They said that there was people inside the skin. They put little children inside of the skin, and they were like, you were jumping around, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them eat the kids. Whatever, kids, sir, how it worked. It's an optical illusion. Listen, I don't know how David Copperfield does what he does, but it's not magic. It's not magic. It's all it is optical illusion.
They said you couldn't leave Mitzrayim.
Not magic. What? Why is it usser? Excellent question. But it goes even further than that. According to the Rambam, the isser of kishuf is there's an isser of doing something that looks like magic, and you're chayv misa for that. According to the Chassam Sofer, what's the reason you're not allowed to use forces of evil? You're not allowed to use black magic. According to the Rambam, there is no black magic, so why is it usher? The answer is, don't try to show people and say, watch this, I can do magic. Whoa, he can do magic. You know what that does to people's brains? You're messing with people's brains. People are going to start thinking that there's powers out there. They don't exist. The only power that exists is Hashem. You are like tearing away at their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's aser. According to the Chassam Sofer, it's aser because you're not supposed to use magic. This is a machlekes. But this is where we really have to get to, and this is where it's really complicated. What is the case of Achizas Einayim? According to the Rambam. What's Achizas Einayim? What's real magic? Optical illusion. What's Achizas Einayim? The Rambam, that's not Chayiv Misa. What? According to the Rambam, if you tell them that it's fake, it's usur. So can a magician get up and show you a magic trick, according to the Rambam? I don't think so. Not so simple. What? Afterwards is for sure not going to help. Because then you did it already. It's like doing an Aveira and then afterwards doing Tshuva. Yeah, for sure. He's did it. So let me explain to you. I believe, according to the Chassam Sofer, what's the Isser that you're Chayiv Misa for? Black magic. What's the Isser that's only Usser but you're not Chayiv Misa? For pretending to do black magic. For a guy that's going to say, look, it's magic. Whoa, magic, magic, magic. But according to the Rambam, they're both optical illusions. So which one is magic? Where a person says, I'm doing magic. Which is the other one? Where a person says, I'm doing an optical illusion. So it seems like doing card tricks, according to the Rambam, is going to be usser. This is not simple. By the way, it's really, really, it's a lot of discussion. The Rambam says, I could read you the Lashon of the Rambam. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. Ha'oichez es ha'inayim u'medama mepnei haroyim she'osa ma'isa timhoin. A person that's doing an optical illusion. Oichez es ha'inayim. He's holding your eyes. And medama mepnei haroyim, it appears in front of the people that are seeing him. She'osa ma'isa timhoin. He's doing something that's wondrous. V'hu lo'yosa. Harezeh b'chlam ha'oinim v'loike. You get malchus for that. So an optical illusion, the Rambam says, is so the shaila is if there is a heter under any circumstances to allow a person to do an optical illusion.
people know that it's there.
So it could be you have to tell him beforehand that this is just an optical illusion. There is nothing here that is out of the ordinary. Or you have to show him how you do it. So the way that the Heintike Poskim paskin the following thing. Before you do your first magic trick, before you have to show him, I'm going to show you how this works. There's nothing magical here. There's nothing irregular. There's nothing supernatural. I'm no different than anyone else. It's just the way that it looks to you. When a person does that, then you're not creating any, like, there's no one is surprised. No one thinks that you, but when people will do a magic trick and will say that this is something that is in any way magical, then for sure it's going to be awesome.
No one sees that nowadays.
What?
Rule number one, as magical as it looks, everyone's like, yeah, it's an illusion.
So as long as what Yehuda is suggesting, and maybe he's right, that nowadays everybody knows that all magic is an optical illusion. If that's the case, everyone really knows that. Then you're not convinced. I'm not convinced
there
either.
There are believers.
What? There are believers out there. There are believers out there. There's women. There are believers out there. I agree with him. If a person has to get up and say beforehand, listen, magicians don't like doing this. It's not magic. They like to say magic. I'm doing magic. But a lechayra person saying that is going to be over an isudir isa. It's going to be an isudir isa. And a chanami. That's the problem, though. If I'm doing a magic trick, and even I'm convincing a kid, but now he's going to walk around thinking that someone is doing magic, and it could be that that's going to be ingrained in him from when he's a child. We don't want that. We want everyone to know this is just an optical illusion. All I'm doing is making it look like something, but it's not. Anyway, these are the different types of situations. According to the other shitas, it could be the only time that there's an issue with magic is if you are either using dark forces or saying you're using dark forces. According to the Rambam, you have to show them that there is nothing out of the ordinary here and it's regular, or else it's going to be over. It's the Yisrael.
According to the Rambam, there's no dark forces.